This is New England Public Radio. Like so many events this spring in Massachusetts and around New England, the Brimfield Antique Flea Market was canceled because of the pandemic. For the businesses that make this more than 50-year-old market come to life, it's a deep hit, and some are salvaging what they can. New England Public Radio's Jill Kaufman reports.
The Brimfield Flea Market fills 21 fields along a state road where tens of thousands of people would have shown up this week to browse furniture, textiles, gadgets, Victorian-era hats. Suzanne Collins and her husband own a small field where they would have been renting space to 60 different dealers, and their year-round restaurant would have been open. While she wouldn't say how much they stand to lose.
May is our biggest show, and it will have a huge financial impact on all of us.
May is the first of three annual antique shows. A lot of people say that revenue is 50% of their year. And it's not just the vendors and property owners who will feel the financial hit, Collins says. It's the many small supporting businesses in the region.
The local restaurants, the convenience stores, and there's a lot of young kids that will do portering or help people load. And then you have the porta potties.
And every field has a few. It's also the food vendors, tent and trash companies. Former state senator Stephen Brewer, now an armchair historian and a lover of a good deal, says the flea market is more than a cultural phenomenon. It's filled with economic multipliers.
For example, literally like 6 miles down the road on Route 20 is Sturbridge, and they have actually more hotel rooms in the city of Worcester, which is the second largest city in all of New England. And those hotels and motels are full of people that are either purchasing or that are selling.
Not this year. Unlike Sturbridge, Brimfield has very few businesses. There is a special tent tax that comes in with the dealers, but the town is losing that too. Another big loss? Revenue from parking lots. Reverend Don Adams is the minister at the First Congregational Church of Brimfield, right next to the flea market fields. She says the parking money at $10 a spot makes up a third of their annual budget.
And May is the biggest of the three shows that we tend to get the largest amount. Last year, over the course of the three shows, we raised over $60,000.
Adam says that helps them keep the lights on, and they also see regulars year after year.
There are people that you get to know. It's not just about a flea market. It's not just about an economy. There's something deeper here that is intriguing.
The market may never go back to the way it was, Adam says. So what do we do now? Welcome to Brimfield Live Online. It's hard to imagine, but Brimfield is on Facebook. Hundreds of dealers who would have had tables in a field are sharing videos displaying all they have to sell, and some keep it quite simple.
Hi, this is Wunderlist Market 21, and we're going to Brimfield Online, hoping you'll like some of the merchandise that we've accumulated. Please, please, take it all. We want it gone.
Brimfield Online is the brainchild of Clea Ververitas, a longtime vendor, and with her husband, a new owner of a really large field that would have been renting space to a lot of dealers this week.
And this would have been our inaugural show, but of course we couldn't have it, which was devastating.
They stand to lose $400,000 this season. Ververitas thought maybe a few people could get together online and try to recoup some of their losses.
The next thing you know, hundreds of people wanted to do it, so we opened it up to all the dealers.
Almost 17,000 people are now following the page. Dealers are reporting sales. There are some naysayers to running Brimfield this way, but Ververitas isn't worried.
I don't think you can ever replace the live fields with anything online, but you can certainly enhance the live shows with things online.
People love to travel to Brimfield, Ververitas says. They want to see friends they've come to know and touch the antiques. She thinks they'll keep coming if they're allowed to, no matter what. For New England Public Radio, I'm Jill Kaufman.